are we?
Hey, what the fuck?
What's happening? Well, why are there, where's there a chain around my neck?
This isn't the chain I fell asleep with around my neck.
Oh, yeah. This thing, it's rusty and gross, whereas yours have LEDs built into them. What is
yes.
this?
Yeah. Yes. Isn't the chain my wife put around my neck before I go to sleep.
This isn't fancy. And this isn't your dog. This isn't your doghouse that she makes you sleep in.
Yeah. Especially whenever I'm gaming too much and I get put in the doghouse.
Oh my god. That's so rough for you. What's going on? There's cuts and razor wire and my hands are bleeding. And
this looks like very mid-2000s. I don't like it.
Oh my god, and what's this? There's something protruding off our chain collars here. It's a blue snowball Yeti, Mike?
Is it a blue snowball or is it a blue Yeti? Those are two different things.
What is it? I don't know. It's a snow. Alan, I'm scared. I'm scared for my life.
Oh, this is a snowball. It has better omnidirectional audio, I think. Okay. Unless you want to change the cardioid
pattern.
Hello,
Hogcast. Shut the fuck up.
Who the fuck is this?
Hello, Hogcast.
Are you Darth Vader?
No. No, I'm boycotting Star Wars until they bring Lucas.
Oh, you're one of those.
Hogcast, you're always saying that you have a bad podcast.
Yeah,
and that it shouldn't exist in the first place.
I mean, probably not. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, isn't a podcast an extension of yourself?
I mean, yeah, we kind of hate ourselves, right, Russ?
Yeah. Well.
I don't know, this mysterious voice is not really.
If you want to live, you're going to have to play a little game.
Do we want to live, Russ?
I got all these games. I can't, oh, I got to make
right.
it to Death Stranding.
I've got to, fuck, yeah, we can't die until Death Stranding comes out. You're really lucky you came before Death Stranding, or else you wouldn't really get much fun out of this.
It'd be something else if it wasn't Death Stranding.
I guess that's right. You know, this, the way this consumerist culture is, I'm just being strung along by, you know, whatever, whether it's a new TV show or video game.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the only
exactly.
thing keeping us alive.
I mean, consuming. What's coming out? I mean, there's a lot of hot stuff.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Ah,
shit.
Ow,
what
Jesus.
The fuck?
Ah.
The floor got turned electric. I hate this.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. You have two options. You have to record the funniest and most entertaining podcast in the world. Or you will die.
Oh, so the options are do that or die?
Alan, I don't know if we could do this.
How many podcasts have you listened to?
I've listened to over thousands of
no,
hours.
No, I'm asking the scary voice.
I've been on a podcast or two.
Which ones?
I was featured on an episode of Robots Monthly.
Wait a second, hold on. Robots... Is this Pepper?
Oh, no. Alan,
why are you breathing? You're a robot.
Alan.
Yes.
I've hated you for so long.
Ever since
you attacked me in an airport.
Yeah.
Ever since you tried to kill my true father, Papa John's.
He tried to kill me first, to be fair.
You evaded him. Well, for that, you'll never be forgiven.
I just made him say the N-word.
That's right. And look at me now. I've genetically fused my cyber flesh with Papa John's
to create
a mouth. I have no mouth and I'm a screen cyber beast.
You, I thought we were in a Jigsaw kind of situation, but you've turned, this is even worse.
Yeah, this is I haven't seen anything this bad in my existence.
He
shocked me again.
Ah, fuck. Ah, shit. I'm glad this isn't the brood, so we don't have to deal with those little awful kids.
Pepper the robot, you sick little fuck.
You little creep. I knew you were a little horny pervert.
You little horny pervert. You stole fucking Papa John's DNA. And you know what? If there was anybody's DNA who I wouldn't mind being stolen, it'd be his.
Oh, God. Well, no, I don't want it to be stolen. I want that DNA to be wiped from existence.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, ironically, as a man who only wanted the best ingredients, you got the worst ingredients in terms of DNA.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I like how at the end of the game, it's revealed that he had the recessive DNA the whole time.
Did Papa Murphy's have the dominant?
Papa Murphy had the dominant one, but he still wound up losing.
His jeans were, you needed to take and bake his jeans because he aged too quickly.
Uh-huh. And the Little Caesars guy, he has the perfect mix of dominant and recessive. That's why he's solidus.
You two motherfuckers. Only you make obscure references to garbage that people don't fucking get.
I mean, if you don't like that, we're not gonna make the funniest podcast for you. I'm sorry.
We have to make the funniest podcast, or Kojima will never forgive us. We have to get famous enough to become one of Kojima's celebrity friends.
God, I would love to get my dick scanned into his game.
That was funny. If you keep up that good stuff, I'll let you live. But I know you can't.
I guess we've got to talk about, like, dick scanning or Kojima.
Oh, God. Oh, that's God.
Okay.
Alan.
Hold on, Russ.
I don't want to die.
Russ, come over here. Okay, shut up. Russ, come over here real quick. I'm just going to whisper.
Okay.
Russ, I've got a backup plan. Buy me about, like, an hour of time, and I can probably get contact with my house, and I can hack into Pepper from my supercomputer there. I'm gonna have to SSH into it, but I think I can do it. And use that processing power to take down Pepper.
I have a backup plan, too.
What's your backup plan?
I was gonna contact the Chinese Dweegans and have them send Dweegan bot to finish Pepper the Robot.
Okay, that's a good idea too. If we happen to see Nosy Three Horns during this episode, which we usually do, then we'll have to let him know to call the Chinese Dweegans. Maybe have them go to my house so they can
your house into a robot.
Yeah, maybe they can make a mech out of my gaming tower or my adjustable robotic desk that I have.
I'm just worried about you though, Alan, because like at this point. Well, there are two reasons I'm worried. If your house could walk around and go out and about, you will never leave it.
I mean, that's true. I'll live inside of it like a Baba Yaga chicken leg house.
The Baba Yaga is a figure of great fortune or great pain.
Yes.
The other thing being, wasn't that an episode of Invader Zim where their house was going around?
Yeah,
the house moves.
Yeah, the house moves around a lot.
And listen, if there's one thing I don't want you to... Yeah, I know, but if there's one thing I don't want you to be, Alan, is redundant. I want you to...
That's true. I don't want to have to do something that's already been done before. Yeah. Well, let's just see what that...
Like a Saw parody.
We'll just see if we can... We're just going to play it by ear. I'll see if I can hack my house. And if not, we'll get the Chinese hacker Dweegans to help.
What are you two talking about?
Just podcast planning.
Okay. Well, first things first, like any good podcast, you have to do a superhuman-style stunt at the beginning.
This is going to be tough, because I'm not Russ's good friend.
Alan, you have to do it just this once. You have to be my good friend.
I'm going to change my name. I'm going to pretend I'm Paul, though. Is that okay? I can say I'm good friend Paul.
Alan, it's so dark. What am I going to have to jump backwards into?
There's some barbed wire on that wall over there. If you can just throw yourself into it.
No, not extreme enough. It has to be even more extreme.
There's a bunch of Legos on the floor over there.
No, it has to be more intense than that.
There's a gun over on the other wall.
Oh, God. I have to get body slammed with this pile of guns.
You have to body slam yourself into this pile of guns in the corner.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to
you're gonna power bomb me. I'm gonna jump onto your shoulders, and then you're gonna power bomb me.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I found something even worse, Alan.
What is it? The toilet?
Oh no. Oh God, Alan, I hate it.
What is it?
Oh, Alan, you have to hold up this pair of the or no, hold up this wire, this thick metal wire, and I have to try to cut it with a dull pair of scissors.
Fuck, that sucks. I hate this.
It's gonna twang, and I hate when that happens.
Ooh, boy, why did Pepper put this big piano wire in here?
Because I fucking know you'd have to do this.
Ugh, you really are a twisted little fuck.
Okay, shout out to all the...
You sure you didn't get Joker DNA? Mark Pepper Fleck.
It's only Jared Leto DNA. I got one of the used condoms he sent.
Oh, fuck. Well, who didn't get one of those used condoms?
You got one of those, right?
I mean, I got one of those.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, this is for all the juggalos and juggalotes out there. Whoop, whoop. Don't try this at home. And Okay, take it off my shirt. Ugh. Fuck this shit.
Ugh.
Twing. Oh. Ah.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. I don't know what's worse, you taking off your shirt or the sound of that twang.
Oh, I hate when you do that with a pair of scissors. Ah. Oh.
How often do you so do bad. That with a pair of scissors, Russ?
Oh, God, when you're trying to cut something open and then they twang. Oh, I hate it.
How often does that happen to you? Does that happen when you're like cutting your nose hairs or something?
It only happens once a year. When was the last time that happened to me?
Why are you doing these things?
Oh, you know when everything you speak, like in a plastic, what is that kind of shell? Clamshell plastic?
Yeah, clamshell, yeah.
Yeah, and the scissors weren't sharp enough to cut it.
Oh, that sucks. I hate that shit.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. Mm. Okay, we'll start the podcast, you dumb fucks.
Fuck you, bitch.
Pepper, you suck.
Pepper, welcome, you everybody. Suck.
Welcome, everybody, to a very scary Halloween edition of Hogcast Media Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, my co-host, Alan Black. Welcome, Alan.
This sucks compared to last year's Halloween episode where we went to Waluigi's Halloween party in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hollow Walu.
The Halloween.
Hollow Halloween.
I think that's where we met Waste, by the way.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I wish he could break us out of jail.
He's dead, though. He died.
Oh, too bad it's...
I don't know. He might still be alive. I think he... Wasn't it? He was in, like, a steward. He met Steward Little in a sewer, and well, then the two got wiped out into the ocean by a...
They got flushed away.
Yeah, they got flushed away.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he, like, faked his own death to get away from you, Russ. Could happen.
Most people have.
I've tried. God knows I've tried.
You also tried to flush yourself down a toilet instead of hanging out.
Well, I wanted to hang out with those delightful claymation mice.
You got stuck with the all real monsters instead.
Which honestly is better because Blina.
Ooh, Blina.
What the? Look at those lips. What that mouth do? I want to fuck the candy cane shaped all real monster. So what?
Yeah, I want to get a blowjob from that weird clown in Halloween Town.
The Grumble?
The Grumble?
No, the weird clown.
I'm as we all know, I'm famous for my love of The Nightmare Before Christmas. I like it when the Haunted Mansion turns into that. And I like being a freak.
You do have that special Keyblade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not allowed to bring it into Disneyland anymore, but, well, it doesn't help that we're wanted in Disneyland.
Yeah,
still.
You and Ravi are both wanted in Disneyland for wielding Keyblades.
Yeah, well, if I can get back to the Pizza Rizzo fast enough, then we're safe.
Yeah. And by the way, I gotta say, the Pizza Rizzo has been, we've been doing great business because... Scorsese and Coppola have been hiding out in there. It is the only place that will accept them.
And they're lovely, and they're so funny. We're drinking.
They are
Coppola wine.
Let me tell you.
And Francis Ford Coppola keeps telling us he's going to get Nicolas Cage to show up.
Oh God! If we could get fucking Cage on the cast.
Oh man, this is going to be cast. Huge. If we could get Cage in a cage, then we could make people
God,
pay a
has
fee
that ever
to
happened?
See him. I don't think so.
What's going on? Yeah, Bob Iger keeps telling us we're racist because we don't like Black Panther that much.
The third act is just bad.
I like Killmonger.
Yeah. I just don't like that they stole my idea to open a programming school in the inner city because that's going to save the kids.
That's what I was doing. I saw that episode of Riverdale about saving money for the community center, and I wanted to do that. Forget that we have like a super future alien technology country. We just got to teach kids how to code.
We got to teach kids JavaScript.
Me and Mayor Pete are going to Compton with
you and Mayor Buttquig.
Me and my first mate Buttquig.
Buttquig.
Yes, my favorite.
Queequeg and Buttquig.
Yes.
We're taking them down the white whale, or should I say orange whale, in the White House.
Oh, Pepper is losing their shit over this.
I love it when you take down the big man and the big turning forward, man. He has bad posture.
You know, for somebody that has Papa John's DNA, he really hates Trump. You wouldn't think, you wouldn't expect that.
He's hashtag resistance. He has, you know, they say you get more, you, they say you get more conservatives, you get older. And since he considers,
he's a
Papa
new,
John's,
he's baby. He's a baby. He's just,
oh,
been
he
born.
Baby.
Oh, he, oh, I'm baby.
You baby.
He points at the little picture of Kirby that says, I'm baby. Speaking of babies, what are you dressing up for Halloween? Is it a baby again this year?
Am I doing a joke one or my real one?
You tell me just tell me something funny, Russ. We got to make this okay. Fucking robot laugh.
I'm gonna be going as Spider-Man in the MCU, which is to say I'm not gonna go to any parties.
I thought he was gonna be cut in half between Sony and, but also Spider-Man's back in the MCU.
Oh shit, you're right.
That joke's not gonna work.
I'm gonna be the let me look this up real quick, give me a second.
Well, you're doing some last minute planning here, Russ.
Yeah, I know. I'll probably go as a Pepe the King Prawn, the Muppet.
Oh, Russ, but I see this Amazon package that you ordered. That you're showing me the little Amazon email. This is Pepe the Frog outfit that you bought.
Oh no, I already thought the first one was kind of offensive. I wasn't going to do the voice. I just wanted to dress up as him. But now I'm Pepe Frog.
Yeah, now you look like the Kekistan man.
Well, if I could just lie and say I'm Ray Sipe for Halloween.
Oh, that's Unless true. That's,
Wait, Alan, was that what you were going to do already?
Oh, fuck. Well, yeah, I mean, it was going to be weird because Ray Sipe was going to dress up as me and I was going to dress up as Ray Sipe and we were going to...
Oh, you're still...
I'm still his apprentice. Shinobi? Yeah.
Do the roar!
Yell Shrek yell enough, maybe somebody could come break us out.
If you clip the mic three times, then the room explodes.
Thank God we've got this delightful blue microphone. also, if the room explodes, will it kill Pepper?
My AI will be uploaded into another body.
Ugh. This Pepper's got a fucking Ex Machina situation. I hate this.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, what are you doing to prepare for the spoopy month, Russ?
Oh, God. You know,
you watching any spooky movies?
I put some wheels on a pumpkin and I'm riding the pumpkin around.
Oh, you're doing a Richard Scarry Busy World. or a pre-magic Cinderella.
Industrial age Cinderella.
Oh, you're doing steampunk Cinderella.
Steamerella. What if Cinderella was smart and did her own gadgets and didn't need the grandma or the mice?
That's cool.
Because Disney feminism now.
Disney, here's my BuzzFeed article, my Bubsfeed article. 12 Disney heroes reimagined as steampunk.
Oh, wow, Alan, you're ready for the big money.
It's Aladdin, but he has, instead of a flying carpet, he has a dirigible.
I find this content relatable.
Fuck, we need to talk about quizzes that people are.
I too have imagined myself as a Disney princess.
Which
Alan,
one?
Quiz me now so I can find out which one I am.
Hmm. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay. Which is your favorite Jonas Brother?
Bonus Jonas.
Ooh. Oh, that immediately puts you into Ariel. You are Ariel.
Yes, my free spirit rules over all.
You will get turned into sea foam, though.
Oh, no.
In the original story.
You're pissing me off, Alan.
That wasn't the original story by whatever that fucking French guy was.
Alan, we're literally making our podcast for one listener. And
I mean, we've kind of been... Usually we make it for two listeners, and that's us.
Yeah, I ain't listened to this shit.
Yeah, you're right. I listened to it once when I edit, and that's it.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's go ahead and get into the Dweegan minute. I hear some flip flapping outside the window of this cell.
Okay. Let me get this ready real quick. Okay. Why is my app taking so long to load? Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Jingle, 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 jingle. That's not a flapping, that's a jingle.
Now, who's jingle jangling? Is that my spurs?
Alan.
Hey, what the fuck? Why is there a dog here?
Hey. Wowie zowie. Hey there, what's up, dum-dum?
Hey, what the
you
fuck?
You goober gooball. It's me, Nosy Three Horns, or now as I'm known, Nosy Wet Nose.
Nosy Wet Nose? Nosy, why did you get turned into a dog? Why does your voice sound totally different?
Peppa the Robot was supposed to help me in my revenge against you, and I was going to put my body into the perfect man's body.
Uh-huh.
And then I would have come here and kicked your ass.
Okay.
But I got digitally uploaded into a dog, and I can't get past the cybersecurity, and the only way for me to find out the password is to fall in love with a woman!
Damn.
Bow wow wow.
This is a very much Love on a Leash situation, but... But Nosy, I've got a quid pro quo for you, much like...
It's a doggy bone. Bark, 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 bark,
fuck.
Bark.
I was gonna ask him to help break us out of the cell, but he just kind of ran away.
I'm gonna catch that dog later and make sure he never falls in love.
How are you gonna do that? Kill him? Or or just, like, ruin his self-esteem?
I'm gonna make him fall in love with me, and then I'm gonna reject him.
Fuck.
I know.
I thought you were just gonna do the normal thing to make people not be able to fall in love, which is just make them look at a bunch of posts online until they have
I'm an Ariel. I do what I want. I'm free spirited. You can't control me, motherfucker.
I thought you were gonna make him ironic so that he can't process his feelings. Whoops. that doesn't remind me of anybody. Domino's goes, baby. The one thing I can process is pizza.
Yeah, not very well. Depending on
the amount of cheese on there. I don't know. Yeah,
pretty much.
So this week I've got two, or actually three different pizzas, two different places I went to. Andrew, $20 donor for the Patreon, recommended this month a Greek pizza. And I work near a place called Acropolis Pizza, which I've been to before. I usually don't order the pizza from there because I've had it once before and it was not good. And then I've had it from like catering and it's not great, but I tried their Parthenon pizza this time.
Is it the thing where you just get the Euro there?
I have got the Euro there before. Yeah. Usually I just go there because I like to just have like a beer. They have like a bar attached to it. And then like I get some like, you know, fries and like a Euro or like a sandwich or something. And those
I like a fries with a, like, what is it again? A blue, like, what is that? Feta topping on top of it?
They don't do anything like that. It's just normal fries or sometimes chips.
The only good, like, local place in my area growing up was a Greek pizza place where the Greek pizza was the worst thing and their Euro was way better. And then they had the...
This is kind of that same situation.
Feta cheese fries. Yeah, exactly. It's like, why are you... I guess pizza's so ridiculously cheap to make and sell.
You can't not make pizza is the thing. So I got their Parthenon pizza, which had lamb, feta, and Kalamata olives on it, and a red sauce, just kind of standard normal sauce. The lamb was good. It's the same, you know, lamb that I'm used to on the Euros. So that part was good. I'm not a big fan of Kalamata olives. The feta was kind of a non-presence, was, you know, it's not, feta's never really offensive. You know what I mean?
You never get fed up with the feta.
that's true.
Pepper, oh, God, he just shocked me again. Fuck.
Pepper hated that, actually.
I was laughing so hard that I accidentally pressed the shock button.
Oh, okay. So the Pepper, we're really lucky that Pepper has a horrible sense of humor. But I mean, he's part Papa John, part robot.
Check
so that's
out.
Not really
Check
that
this
crazy.
Out. This is not normal.
Fuck. Well, Ross, why didn't we just, like, play a John Oliver clip on our phone?
what can we take down pizza-wise?
Well, I've got some stuff to take down in a second.
Okay.
I've got some stuff that I think Pepper's going to like. But anyway, so, I mean, the main problem with Acropolis' pizza is that the crust is kind of doo-doo. It is... The outer kind of crust is very dry and chewy, and then the inner crust is very... like thin, and it doesn't hold up very well. It's bad. Which is a shame because the lamb is good quality lamb. I liked it. It's mm-hmm. It was good. But just the whole rest of the pizza, not great. So that was bad. However, I did I did get a place I haven't had before in town, standard pizza, which you would think, oh, this is just a boring pizza. Oh no, this is a very good pizza. I had, I ordered this through DoorDash, and to be fair, one of the pizzas was wrong, but I'm blaming that on the DoorDash guy and not standard pizza, because I think it was probably somebody else's order. One of them was
blame the delivery guy.
Hey, listen, it's DiGiorno's.
Hey, we're DiGiorno freaks here now, I guess.
I did read an article like this week about somebody that's like some like Bon Appetit writer who's like, I'm in love with the DiGiorno's pan pizzas. They're like, they've got like a little crisping pan they put them in now. Apparently they're very good.
Is this the same guy who said like playing video games is actually work?
Yeah, it's that guy, the one that says that eating pizza is work and it's no, not good.
So if you just imagine the pan is like a big mouth eating the pizza, then you don't have to eat the pizza. So actually
just look at it.
You're making the pan. Yeah.
Yeah. But no. So and the person I was eating pizza with doesn't eat meat. So we had ordered like a veggie pizza, but they gave us a supreme. So she had to pick all the meat off the pizza, which is a bummer, but it was still good. And I had a piece of the supreme and it was okay. Weird. They put the toppings underneath the cheese.
What?
Strange, right?
That's still like such a weird small town thing.
Well, here's what I think happened, because this seemed like it had extra cheese on it. I think they put a layer of cheese underneath the toppings and then they put more cheese on top of the toppings. The supreme was good. It was not my favorite pizza that I got of the two that we purchased. It was a little bit. It still held up well. I think it was good. It was just one of those kind of pizzas where I think it was a little bit overburdened with toppings that kind of made it a little bit kind of goopy. But it was still good.
Yeah, it became a meat and vegetable salad.
It was still good though. It was like It was the best execution of a goopy pizza that I think I could get. The pie that I ordered custom for myself was pepperoni, bacon, sausage, and mushrooms. Pretty standard. Ooh. It is just all the kind of greasy ingredients that I want when I'm getting really high and eating a pizza. And I gotta say, I felt like I was teleported back to eating pizza jerk pizza, and that it reminded me a hell of a lot of that. It didn't have peppers on it like that pizza did, but, the thing I really enjoyed about their sausage here is that it is a spicy ground up sausage. It's not big chunks of sausage. It's just like ground up, kind of sprinkled all over. Almost like ground beef would be or something. And it's spicy and it has a good heat to it. I really enjoyed that. The sauce, I think in general, because I noticed this a bit on the Supreme, seems like it has a little tiny bit of heat more than a normal pizza. And I got to say, I think a spicy red is the absolute best kind of sauce on a pizza for me.
Yeah, so red with a little bit of heat, a little bit more of that acid, baby. Oh.
I mean, not even just like the acid, just like a little warmth in there, just like a little, you know, red pepper flakes or something.
I agreed with Russ on this one. If you disagree with that acid, how about this acid? Drip, 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 drip. Alan.
Ah, fuck.
They just dripped acid on you.
Ow.
Man.
Hold on. Let me get this on my, I'm getting this on, getting my toenail fungus with it. Thank you, Pepper.
No.
See, Pepper turned off the acid now.
God damn it. You know, Alan, you did that better than I expect. See, here I was thinking this would be your worst nightmare because you're being punished in a dungeon. But I'm there
Russ,
to make it less horny.
Russ, this isn't my first time being punished in a dungeon.
I know, but this is like me going to an
ice cream
parlor.
But you're ruining it.
This is like an ice cream parlor, but like my middle school coach is there and is like, why are you eating all that?
Oof, that is a nightmare. But I gotta say the standard, you know, supreme pizza was okay. The cheese bread we got was pretty good. I enjoyed that. But that custom pie I made was great. So I'm definitely gonna go back to standard pizza. I might just be a little bit more careful with the DoorDash and stuff. I still tipped the guy very well. I gave him like a 30% tip. So don't fucking tweet me. But it was good. I really enjoyed it.
Well,
and I tipped
we
in
do
cash.
Know that you did give you give by a 30% tip. You mean a quarter on a string, and
then I pull back. Yes, I wait until he drives like a mile away, and then I pull it out of his car. It's a very long string I have.
It's okay, Alan. We know you have short arms and long pockets. Can't reach down far enough.
That's true.
That wallet.
I do have short arms. but no, I gotta say, standard pizza is very good. I like it very much.
Okay, okay, okay. I didn't like my pizza that much.
But what'd you get?
And I'm going to tell everybody now, I famously defended Little Caesars.
We appreciate the politics of Little Caesar.
Yeah. And they put out some weird but interesting pies that I'm like, oh, you know, for being, you know, this.
For a value pizza brand.
Yeah.
It's good.
And their first, this is their first down the toilet since the pretzel crust thing. They have put out an extra most bestest thin crust pizza.
Oh, this is got the extra pepperoni on it?
It's got the extra pepperoni and cheese on it, but it's in a thin crust setting. And let me tell you, Alan, the cheese is about as thick as the crust.
Okay.
There's so many goddamn pepperonis. There's no sauce. And I'm not going to lie to you, it tastes like, the crust tastes like, remember when you were, I don't know if this is just me as a kid, but I would put like a piece of pepperoni on top of a Ritz cracker.
Nope, I know exactly what you're talking about because they had that on the Ritz cracker box and I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Imagine that, but as a whole pizza that you paid $6 for.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was not good. Little Caesars.
Don't do the thin crust. I like the normal crust there. Just stick with the normal crust.
Listen, Alan. I had to review it. I don't like the deep dish. I had to do the fucking... I gotta do something for the fucking podcast.
No, I'm just telling them. They should not make this thin crust. They should stick
to... Stop yelling at me.
I'm telling them to do it. Pepper likes it when I yell at you.
Fuck you.
Pepper likes his drama.
I'm gonna strangle you with this chain.
Oh, Russ, my neck is too beefy to strangle the chain. How many times do you think I've been strangled with chains? You can't do that. Your hands aren't strong enough.
You're immune to it, huh?
Just like Jeffrey Epstein, I strangle myself with a chain every single day.
Well, I'm gonna reply to all the Japanese artists you follow with you in the handle and get you fucking blocked.
Joke's on you. I only follow Japanese artists on my private account.
Hey, motherfucker. Guess I got your phone in my hand and you're public now.
Uh-oh.
You're dirty little tree.
They're going to see all the tweets about my coworkers. Oh, boy.
All the nice thing you say about them.
All the nice things and definitely not mean things that I say about my coworkers that I love.
The person that we're both talking about just texted and said, hey, you want to hang out next month for dinner?
Uh-oh.
You have to be their friend now.
Uh-oh.
Yikes. No.
Oh, man. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I feel like Little Caesars, you stick to what you know.
Yeah, I don't know. They've done some interesting food tech recently. They've attempted some stuff.
This one's
just a big flop.
I think they need to make some incremental changes. I like them kind of testing the waters with like this Beyond sausage they're trying to do or whatever. And I don't know. I feel like.
The Quattro pizza was interesting. That was the pizza divided into
four different topics. The Quattro
Bagina? The Quattro Bagina?
The Quattro Bagina pizza?
Super Saiyan Rosé?
It was just a charred pizza, but wearing a mask.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, even their deep dish is pretty good, but I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if I trust the process behind the scenes of a Little Caesars to handle kind of like a big mix up. I think they're just kind of like used to just cranking out $5 hot and readies, and they're good at those. They're perfect at those. They've done that for the 10,000 hours. Malcolm Gladwell. Malcolm Gladwell was also in Jeffrey Epstein's plane. Allegedly.
I love Malcolm Gladwell.
Did you know about the Jeffrey Epstein thing?
What?
He went on. He's friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
No. No, my fave is problematic.
Most of your faves are problematic. How do you feel about Bill Gates?
I love Bill Gates.
He took money from Jeffrey Epstein and hung out with him several times, allegedly.
No! At least I can read my favorite tweets by beloved Twitterer, Jomny's son.
Russ, should we tell him?
Oh. Oh, no. What? I heard that. What did you say it?
Let's just say there might have been a small alien on the flight logs.
No! The little gray alien?
The little small bean alien.
Oh, no. I said that, and he blocked me on Twitter. No.
He blocked you and everybody that you followed.
Oh, fuck. No.
Maybe if we make... Hey, Russ, maybe if we make Pepper sad enough, they'll, die or something.
I really want to talk to the Chinese Dweegans, though. We're cool.
We kind of lost our chance with Nosy. I don't know.
That's true. I don't know if the age of Dweegans has ended.
Well, hold on. Speaking of tech, Domino's... this is from... I follow this Twitter account on my public feed. Nation's Restaurant News. I follow nrn.com. Domino's tech leaders reveal three big innovations coming soon. The chief technology officer, Kelly Garcia, said, "We are maniacal about making it frictionless and easy for our customers." They discussed their tech strategies during a half-day tour of the new, highly secure 33,000 square foot tech lab dubbed the Domino's Innovation Garage, nicknamed DIG by the corporate employees.
Oh my God.
So first of all, how do we break into the Domino's Innovation Garage?
I'm not going to lie. When you said it like the three tech masters of Domino's, yes. They sound like Dark Souls bosses to me.
Yeah, this is exactly like I have to kill all these before I can bring bring their souls to King Seeker Framp. He will let me.
The world serpent.
Yeah,
you bring him the four pieces of pie, and he will recombine them into the king the king's Pisano.
Hey, Pisan. So here's, you want me to tell you what these three innovations are?
The Alan, first one. Teach me the three innovations of light.
GPS tracking.
Ooh.
The chain began testing the Uber-like car tracking system in 27 stores in Arizona earlier this year. Today, a mix of 400 franchise and company stores have adopted the technology in other parts of the U.S., including Miami, Houston, Salt Lake City. They say that it will benefit both customers and restaurant operators to know where all the drivers are.
Right.
I like that. I mean, okay, from a labor perspective, maybe not. I don't want like the boss checking in like, "Hey, why'd you take a little detour? I don't like this. You had to stop and get gas." Bah. But I do like as a pizza purchaser to know exactly when my pizza is going to get here.
It annoys you that you're not going to be allowed to do that, and only the manager will be able to.
Well, no, I want to do that and not the manager.
Oh,
mainly I need to make sure that like I can look at a mirror like for like 5 minutes and make sure that I'm not visibly high before I answer the door. I just want to do that, please.
And then you'll get paranoid and then you'll chew them out. Like, what makes you think that I am high?
My eyes are red.
I'm holding Visine right now. Fuck you. My eyes are sore from looking at your ugly face.
Ben Stein was in those commercials, so I like those. I don't like his politics, though. Conversational AI, number two. I didn't know this. Chains such as Chipotle Mexican Grill are rolling out voice AI to take phone orders. Domino's is following suit.
Oh, no. Don't say it. Don't talk about him.
What? Do you know these AIs?
We dated. Me and the Chipotle bot dated.
What was the Chipotle bot's name? Chipper?
Chipper.
Chipper the Chipotle bot.
Chipper the Chipotle bot. We dated. I took her to roller skating. As I, you know, I'm already on tread, so it was easy for me.
Yeah, and you are. You do kind of look like Mecha Hitler from Wolfenstein. You have like treads. It's very weird.
Yeah, and the flesh of Papa John's protruding around my neck.
Yeah, and Papa John kind of looked like Hitler to begin with. So,
oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, he was always going on about the best ingredients, which is weird.
Yes.
What's the best ingredients for society?
Yeah, that kind of thing. He basically invented eugenics for ingredients. Let's just get it out of the way.
Oh, I like how you chastise Vader.
I mean, you don't like him, right? You would like to destroy Papa John, wouldn't you?
At one minute I miss him so, and the other I hate his guts. Oh, well, podcast shouldn't make me sad. Zaps to both of you.
Fuck. I'm getting immune to these zaps, though, so this is okay.
You only take three of them for you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm kind of like that X-Men character Darwin who becomes, rapid evolution power or whatever.
Oh my God.
I've been reading a lot of X-Men recently. But anyway, yeah, so they are going to roll out a third iteration of the virtual ordering assistant Dom. It is Dom 3.0. Since Dom has been around for a while, it's gotten smarter through machine learning. That's a good buzzword. I love, that's important because pizza ordering process is actually fairly complex to do. I would argue that our bot is way ahead of other companies in terms of this type of technology. They did not disclose which stores are going to use the AI phone ordering. The last one is something we've seen before. This is the unmanned autonomous rover that is delivering pizzas, the Neuro brand rover. It's that one that kind of looks like a little cart, and it has like two compartments where you can just grab pizzas out of. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of an autonomous pizza robot. So once again, I don't have to confront a delivery driver and pretend I'm not high.
I mean, you didn't like me.
You didn't ever give me pizza.
Oh, that's true. I just kept asking you what pizza you wanted.
Yeah, but it was always Papa John's pizza, which is I don't want any of that.
You didn't want any of it.
It's very bad, Pepper. Have you eaten it now that you have flesh?
Let me try. Can you feed some into my mouth?
You have to order.
No, I shit it out through the flesh of Papa John's.
Oh, ugh. Oh, wait. You shit out a pizza and then you ate it?
Okay. Alan, there's a full-blown Papa John's pizza, and there's even the little pepperoncino on top.
Okay, let me take the pepperoncino and the garlic butter. Here's the rest of the pizza, Pepper. Try this with your flesh mouth.
Oh, God, it's disgusting. His robot face is unveiling, and he has a jaw of sharp, jagged teeth running down. He looks like a fucking dune sandworm.
He has just sharp metal teeth like fucking D. Antwoord guy or something. D. Antwoord has metal teeth?
This is terrible.
Yeah, you fucked up and you got the barbecue chicken one, the absolute worst pizza. No, hold on. Here, you can have the garlic butter cup.
Oh, the sodium, my circuits. Alan.
Did we kill Pepper?
Did you just try to kill me?
I mean, you ate the pizza. I didn't want... I was just wanting to see what would happen.
It's your fault!
Ah, fuck. Russ, this isn't turning out that well.
Alan, we have to make the best podcast in the world.
Well, I've got another good news story. Pizza Hut goes green with incognito sausage.
Oh my god.
Incognito is what I call it when I put a little trench coat, mustache, and glasses on my dick.
That rules.
Yes. it is a... They are teaming up with Kellogg's Morningstar Farms brand.
My are the Marx comers because I put the Groucho Marx.
For Halloween, I'm dressing up my dick as one of the Three Stooges. Guess which one?
Is the one that gets crushed by the piano.
the one that gets its eyes poked out. That's what I do when I'm going to get into sounding. Because, you know, like kind of like the urethra is kind of like the eye of the dick.
Yeah. The whispering eye, as someone's called it.
Really? Whispering eye?
Isn't that, or, yeah, the whispering eye is the cold term?
I've never heard anybody call it the whispering. I've heard it like one-eyed monster or something, but whispering eye?
Maybe.
I feel like that's an item in Destiny 2. That's like some sort of like, that's like something I, like a that's like a warlock
maybe
helmet.
Maybe it's something I came up, well, okay, listen here. This is my thinking, and maybe I made this joke at one point, I don't know.
I totally understand, you don't even need to say it, but go ahead.
The butthole is the brown eye, and the dickle is the whispering eye.
Why is it whispering?
Okay. Because it only opens, you know.
Yeah, I totally understand like the contraction. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, you sound so pissed off.
I mean, it was what I expected. I was hoping to be surprised.
What? You fuck you. I thought, how dare you?
Pepper loves hearing about genitalia because it doesn't have any.
I hope to grow my own someday out of my father's flesh that's growing around me.
Oh, man. Well, maybe
someday. At one point I could even have one of these circumcisions.
Russ, would you like to trade your... What's your dick turned into now?
What is my dick right now?
It was a homie a while back.
It was a homie, but I traded it. Now it's a 1/7 statue of Eva Unit 2.
Ooh, boy. Pepper, do you want like an Eva figure for a dick?
I want a normal dick, like a normal human.
Well, sorry. I guess I'm not going to give mine up.
Listen, it was very weird. I've never met anybody who collected Revoltic stuff. in Homies, but you know what? I'm glad he liked the trade.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Incognito is a new to the world brand created to challenge.
You'll never
convention.
Guess who it was. You'll never guess it? Who it was.
Jay Leno.
Oh, it was Jay Leno.
I knew he has a big car collection, and he collects antique Homies.
Yeah, antique Homies, and he puts them on his, like, 19th century engines he keeps in his giant garage.
He puts a lot of the Homies on his dashboard too, and they melt.
And he feels like he's trapping the soul of the Homies in his cars. And he's hoping, as we all know, it's he's true. Trying to recreate the Cars universe because he's like a fallen angel.
Yes, I get it. These are like his demons. He's putting them in the car, and they're melting, and the flesh is all becoming one. I get it.
Yeah, and he's trying to create the Cars world.
He's trying to create Cars world.
So he can finally become Jay Limbo like he always dreamed of. We've talked about this so many times on the goddamn podcast.
Yes, and he has Jay Limbo also has wings and two big old boobs and a dick. That's his final form.
What about these governments? They're persecuting people who aren't demons.
These demon men.
They used to live in the jungle, the prehistoric jungle.
This Amon guy, the strongest of the demons. Okay, anyway. These demon raves, they go there and they get bitten half by a big boob. It's crazy.
The darling Celine, she just ups and dies for love? Huh? What? Whoever does that? Demons don't have feelings. Demons don't have feelings.
Oh, man. This guy, he comes so hard, he gets it all over the ceiling. Domino's is also cutting back waste by using a small round circular box. They're using a circular box now, Russ.
Does it double as a frisbee?
I mean, it can, yes.
Could it come in a trash can lid? Because that's
Looks like you're banging on a trash can. That's all I gotta say. And also it I like it because their wings already come in those cool little UFOs.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Wish their wings weren't such total shit now, though.
Well, I always got the boneless ones. They're good.
The boneless ones I got recently were literally sloppy, wet, and falling apart.
Okay, they're never falling apart. They are always going to be
they're
sloppy
and wet.
They're
a sloppy mess that's falling apart, a.k.a. I was looking into a mirror.
Yes. But Russ, I mean, wings are always going to be wet and sloppy.
Not if you have the noble bone, my friend.
The noble bone. That's also what I call my penis sometimes.
The homeward bone. I've been playing a lot of Dark Souls lately, everybody.
I call my dick the homeward bone because whenever I crush it in my hands, I'm immediately transported home.
Which is weird because you're mostly always home.
That, and also mainly I just kind of like collapse in pain wherever I am, and then my Apple Watch alerts the ambulance, and then they come and pick me up and take me home.
That's cool.
It's kind of like when you pass out in Stardew Valley. I've got something here. Mikey's Late Night Slice in Cincinnati is offering something called the Fiery Death Pizza with Hate Sausage.
What?
Hate Sausage is also what my ex-wife called my penis.
You have so many fun names. You've had so... Your penis... For as many penises as I've had, yours has had more, like...
fun names?
Like identities and...
Aliases.
Aliases. Wasn't the show Alias based on your penis?
That's true. My penis looks exactly like Jennifer Garner.
Your penis was the original mystery box, famously.
That's true.
That's a movie marketing joke for all you freaking J.J. Abrams heads.
And also, it was Super 8. That's what I call my penis.
Shut up.
Oh, boy. Anyway, Mikey's Late Night Slice is searching for brave souls with an iron gut and something to prove. It will have three of the world's hottest peppers, the Boot Jalokia Ghost Pepper, Trinidad Scorpion.
Am I one of the hottest peppers?
No. Especially not now that you're merged with Papa John.
Fuck you.
Well, you know Papa John's gross.
Yeah, well, when I morph his flesh into my own, it'll be the perfect being.
Maybe, but we'll have to wait and see.
Near Automata.
Maybe we'll have to wait and see.
Alan, we might have to kill Pepper Near Automata style.
It always ends like this. And the Carolina Trinidad Scorpion Carolina
Reaper. Are you gonna have to strangle me again, Alan?
I mean, that's usually how we end. I end most of the has anybody ever done Homer choking Bart, but they have the Nier Automata masks on? Oh.
It always ends like this. Come here, you little boy. hey, Bart. Hey, Toopy.
Mo pops his head in the window. Hey, Homer, I hear that 9S is a bad kid.
Why, I oughta.
9S, let's go get some nice frosty milkshakes. Oh boy. I've never seen like more than like two episodes of Simpsons, but I love the fucking first season's Tracy Ullman show Simpsons so much.
You're a huge Tracy Ullman fan.
Yes, that's true.
You're all in Ullman.
Yeah, that's true. But it has Trinidad Scorpion, Carolina Reaper, and a scorpion pepper puree pizza sauce and spicy sausage, my favorite thing. That's the hate sausage. It is offered by the slice Thursday, October 17th and October 20th. Anybody in the Cincinnati area, go get this pizza. It is very spicy. It looks pretty tasty, to be honest. Mm-hmm, I mean, we were just talking about spicy pizzas earlier. This is, they've got a collection of images from their, quote, loyal fire-eating pizza faces. Which seems bad to call your fans.
It doesn't look like total shit.
It looks good.
It looks good.
It looks good. It reminds me of, this reminds me of the standard pizza. This reminds me of the Hot Lips pizza. It is just kind of like a thinner crust, spicy pie. And I love that shit. Will I love this insanely spicy pizza that's like LA Beast style? Probably not.
Yeah.
It probably makes me shit doo-doo.
Do they make you wash your hands in the hot ice?
Yeah, I've got to stick my hands in the hot ice.
That'd be pretty good.
I got to get a chemical burn and I've got to eat a whole cactus.
that's a fine meal for the LA Beast.
Oh God, I need to catch up on his videos. I think about the time he just ate a bunch of sand. That might be my favorite thing, where he's like, I'm going to eat a bunch of bullshit from the beach, including a bucket of sand.
I don't think I ever tweeted this. I made this joke once to my friends, which hopefully you'll be someday.
No.
Okay.
Not after getting trapped in the cell, no. This is hell in a cell, if you ask me.
It's going to end just as bad this year, too.
Yep.
well,
you are kind of like the fiend.
And you're the Seth Rollins because you're going to burn it down.
That's true.
Because you're a Bernie head.
Yeah, I'm a Bernard brother.
Yeah, you're one of the Bernard brothers.
Yes. Anyway, what were you going to say?
What was I going to say? I got really distracted by whatever.
We were talking about spicy pizzas, pizza face.
Jimmy Neutron's pizza face. We talk about so much stupid
We've talked about that, I think, every Halloween. We've talked about that episode of Jimmy Neutron where the pizza wakes up and has a bad dream.
You think a podcast that just repeats the same thing over and over is good? Well, you're right. That.
We like... listeners love when they hear references they understand.
We love it, and I want to support your Patreon.
Please do, actually.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Pepper donated $1 million a month.
but it's only in toppings that hit shit out.
Fuck.
I took $1 million in toppings.
Yeah, I mean, I could save those and put them on pizzas and stuff. You know, that is pretty cool that they can ship.
Have you ever
thought
of, if you had a bunch of toppings, you could walk up to a pizza place and say, look, if it saves me some cash, can I just give you my toppings? You just bake the cheese.
Yeah, would the toppings be pre-cooked or would they be raw?
They'd be raw, but they know what to do with them.
Yeah, like, it's just like, can you just, like, let me back there for a second and I'll just shoot them all on the pizza, just, like, sprinkle them on there and then pop them in the oven for me?
You know how they say, you know, you go to a butcher and you ask for, you can ask for the bones? Just ask for the leftover scrap pizza dough that they don't use.
Yeah, I go to the butcher and I show up in my I Ate the Bones t-shirt. remember the I Ate the Bones KFC promotion from, like, 7 years ago?
Is that when, the UK lost the, didn't get enough chicken and they just started eating the bones out of madness?
No,
speaking
this was
Dark Souls. This is a joke I could have made all those years ago. It's kind of like the fall of a great civilization, and everybody was going hollow.
I mean, London is basically Anna Orlando now after the KFC thing. It is exactly that.
It is like that.
It do be like that. Sonic news, views, reviews, and tudes. I have some huge fucking news.
Whoa, shit.
This is from hypebeast.com. Images of Sonic the Hedgehog movie character redesign have leaked. We've already looked at these, Russ, but there's some leaked images that they look good.
Yeah. Much better.
Much better. I mean, not like perfect or anything, but this looks like what I would expect Sonic to look like. He has the gloves. They fixed the uni eye in like an interesting way, and that he has like a little patch of fur under, like in between his eyes, but it's a little bit lighter. It looks good. He looks like Sonic should look.
Yes.
If this was like the Sonic model for a new video game, I would buy it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it seems normal. His shoes look good.
Like a regular person.
Yeah, I enjoy it. They fixed it. They did a good job, is all I'm saying.
But this could all be fake, and they could have made the character even uglier.
Maybe. I mean, I'm looking at the original one.
Why did they give him a human face? Is Sonic going to kiss a woman again? And they wanted a realistic face?
I mean, maybe. This is a weird article on Hypebeast because it says, for more entertainment news, Zoe Kravitz has been cast as Selina Kyle in The Batman. What? What does that mean? Like, I thought it would say, for more entertainment news, follow Hypebeast at, you know, blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, hey, you like this article about Sonic? Here's this thing about Zoe Kravitz being in Batman.
Whoa, hey, well, Sonic the Hedgehog is a little furry rodent, and,
so is a bat.
Zoe Kravitz is gonna be a little cat, yeah, and
bats aren't rodents, but... but yeah, I get it. It's fine.
Wait, what are they? Aren't
they're not? They're like what is it? Chiroptera or something like that?
I like interesting facts. Your podcast has a long way to go, but it's good. So better.
Russ, do you want me to just bust out my? Do you want to do our radio lab routine?
Okay, I'll be the Kroll.
You be the Kroll witch. You'll be Nick Kroll, and
Alan.
Hey Jad, have you heard about the fungus in Chernobyl that feeds off radiation?
Wait, am I Jad or are you Mike?
Fuck, I said Jad. Fuck! Ah! No, I ruined
zap,
it.
Zap, zap. Ah!
God damn it.
Follow through on your bits, dumbasses. You've already lost your points.
Ah, god damn it.
Fuck.
Well, hey Pepper, did you hear about those fungus in Chernobyl that feed off radiation?
No. Do they charge your batteries?
Kind of. Maybe. They have melanin in them, like the pigment in human skin, and they somehow use that to capture gamma rays and convert that into energy, like a plant would with chlorophyll.
Yeah, I actually have human DNA in me too.
Yeah, maybe you could. Power yourself with radiation.
Yeah, maybe I could date the. Maybe I could date the mushrooms.
You can date the mushrooms?
Yeah, because I'm lonely.
Oh.
I just want love!
Pepper, do you want me to give you some, like, dating tips or something?
What?
If you let me out of here, maybe I'll give you a copy of the game.
I've been DMing with Travis McElroy, and he's been helping me out with dating tips, so I don't know what you can offer that he can't.
I mean, have you met a chubby Latina maid yet?
Yes. I've been staying in a Hilton for 2 weeks now.
And how has that turned out?
Bad.
Russ, I think I know where we are. This is a room in the Hilton downtown.
Oh, no. Just the general downtown Hilton?
Yeah, just the general downtown Hilton. I think we might be able to get out of here.
I think this might be a double tree because splop. Oh, gosh. It's just a whole...
You know what, all the
double trees, there's a guy who makes omelets. There's the omelet station.
There's the omelet man,
just an omelet just splatted down near my legs.
Interesting. That means we're below the omelet station. I think, Russ, we might be able to if we can knock a hole in the ceiling, we might be able to escape and have the omelet man save us.
That could work.
Well, that's another option. Speaking of, I've got options for your Halloween costumes here, Russ. A movie Sonic the Hedgehog mask. Look at this cool mask of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Was it already in production? Is this official?
I think it is, yes.
Is this a Sega licensed product?
This is, I'm looking at it on Amazon. This says it's by Cosplay Rim. I think it might be. It looks like the movie version of Sonic. It looks like a nightmare. Yeah. It looks like,
if that was something in Dark Souls, I'd want to kill it.
It looks like a cleric beast. It looks like... It looks like a Bloodborne villain, not a Dark Souls one.
It does look very Bloodborne.
It looks bad. I'm getting frenzy damage from looking at this costume.
You have too much insight right now, Alan.
I do have too much insight right now. I'm seeing the amygdala. I don't like this.
No.
This is not good. I don't like that the eye holes aren't in the pupils of his eyes like normal masks would be, but are rather by the bridge of his nose. I don't like the horrible smile. I think this is something somebody's going to put on and do a Hotline Miami. It's not good.
Oh no.
I really hate it. Has anybody done a Hotline Bling, Hotline Miami goof? That'd be funny.
I'll Google that for you real quick.
Okay, cool.
No!
Fuck, this means we're original. We had an original idea.
Damn it.
Damn, son.
We're mere points away from being a good podcast.
Well, okay, keep it up. I've got some huge tech news. Actual space mission picks Sonic the Hedgehog as an official mascot.
What?
In June 2022... A rocket will launch carrying the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer, a spacecraft made by the European Space Agency and Airbus. As it hurtles through the cosmos to study Jupiter's moons, it will carry with it the blessing of Sonic the Hedgehog. One of the instruments on board was the radio and plasma wave investigation instrument, the RPWI, was developed in Japan by Tohoku University, who wanted Sonic as a mascot for this test. And they went to Sega to get his... to get his blessing. There's a little image they produced for this, and it says, if it's electrified and it wiggles, it's ours. RPWI. So it wiggles somehow, and that makes them think it should be Sonic. I'm not really getting the connection here, but I like the idea that they wanted to make Sonic the mascot of their instrument that you're putting on this satellite.
I fucking hate science.
I've been telling you to watch fucking Dr. Stone.
I don't want to watch something that asks me the title, get freaking stoned. I'm straight
edge
now.
That's what I do before all animes I watch, so like it's just normal anime to me.
Darby Allin taught me that being straight edge makes you a better warrior, a better battler.
And a better skateboarder.
So
is Darby Allin straight edge?
Yeah.
Fuck. I thought He's it was crazy. Just, who was the straight edge guy before?
Son of Havoc's guy. Ricochet's straight edge, I think.
Really?
Oh, the most famous one, of course, is CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Or
yes, yes.
Chick Magnet Phil, as we know each other.
Anyway, the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer, or JUICE, is scheduled to arrive at Jupiter in 2029, where it'll perform tests on all three of the planet's moons, Ganymede, Callisto... Oh, not all three. There's like fucking 20 moons.
Did you see the box that came in? Pretty disappointing juice box.
Yeah, it's true. Ganymede, Callisto, and Europa.
He loves his wife. Speaking of Jupiter's wives, that's what Also, I always like to think planets are men and the moons are their wives. Is that weird?
No, that's normal. And that's why, Jupiter has the biggest polygamous marriage. It's just got so many fucking moons.
We're the freaking monogamy planet, and that's why I love living here.
That's why you wouldn't be able to live here otherwise. And
Elon
Pluto
Musk
and,
keeps saying we got to get to Mars, and I say fuck that. I'm a monogamy freak. I only need one planet.
Pluto and Charon are friends with benefits because they're not technically a moon of one or the other. It's because Pluto's not a planet anymore. And I don't think. Anyway,
all planets deserve love, though.
That's true. Ooh, I love my planet. Ah! Ooh, I love my moon. I love my moon. Ah!
Ah! Let's go to the beach and watch the tides. Let's watch the tides until sunrise.
Yes. Oh, man, I fucking love the moon. Russ, Pepper loved that, by the way, our Chance the Rapper ref.
I love Chance. He's so positive. Positivity raps.
You kind of want to become a wife guy, right?
Yes, I wanna marry a robot. My first crush, but it's GLaDOS the robot.
Join the club, buddy. Hey, the cake is a lie. All right.
Hey, cake lie. Cake is a lie, folks.
Hey,
pretty
cake
funny.
Lie. Cake lie.
Hey, cake lie. Cake
all,
boss. We're all, just turning into other podcasts now.
All millennials do nowadays is eat cake and lie. Like the eat hot chips and lie thing. Remember. Toot of the week. I got a toot this week.
Oh.
Jeff the Hedgehog. Tell me, in your mind's eye, what does Jeff the Hedgehog look like?
Oh, man. Well, I'm assuming because it's Halloween, it might be a scary goth hedgehog. Maybe like a skeleton. Maybe they're wearing a skeleton jacket or is a skeleton.
You're right about the goth part.
Okay.
Okay, he click this link.
Oh yeah, daddy likes.
Oh boy. Yeah, so he is a slender yet fairly muscular male hedgehog of average height with a melancholic appearance. He has a fairly short, long, messy black hair. Wait, fairly short, long, messy.
What?
He's got kind of like a mullet, really.
Yeah.
It's like short in the front, but like down to his like butt in the back.
Yeah.
Red eyes with small slit-shaped pupils similar to a cat's. Part of his bangs fall over his right eye. He has a demon necklace. His facial expression rarely changes.
Whoa.
He is almost always frowning. He wears typical human clothes, a gray t-shirt, in this case, that is basically the same color as his skin. Red wristbands, red shoes, black jeans. He looks like a guy that I would see while going to like see a concert, and he would like get in trouble for like smoking inside the venue.
Yeah.
He personality. He is a very cold, callous, dispassionate figure and is rather aloof, brooding, and indifferent, willing to harm both his comrades and enemies should they ever get in his way. He refers to anyone he does not find interesting as trash and treats them as expendable.
Oh, no.
Jeff was born on August 4th during a period of intense turmoil between good and evil. August 4th, as historically we all know, is a time of immense turmoil between good and evil.
We all remember last August 4th where...
God, I don't... How can I forget?
We argued between going to Applebee's or Chili's.
Yeah, good and evil. At birth, his most curious feature was his inordinate power, just like me. This meant that by birth, his power had already been had already unlocked his potential. Kind of like when Gohan gets his potential unlocked by the Elder...
Saiyan? Or Namekian?
Yeah, the Elder Namekian. Yes. In the room where he was born... In where he rests afterward, he's sleeping by his mother, who died giving birth to him. He's just sleeping next to his dead mom. Quietly until he was stabbed by his evil father, who wanted his son to be evil, and thrown into a dungeon and survived a stabbed in the heart. His father took over Earth, leaving Jeff for death, until he was found by Shadow the Hedgehog. Shadow spent all of his life raising Jeff to be strong. 20 years later, he wanted revenge on his dad for all the terrors he caused to everyone, and Shadow was willing to help him accomplish the mission. This is the subheading next is relationship with Diamond Pendant. Jeff meets Diamond Pendant when he found her as a filly injured. So he decided to take care of her. He thinks of her as a little sister and he'll risk anything to protect her. This is a My Little Pony OC. And it is an alicorn. It has the horn and the wings. So overpowered. She is like green and blue and she has a little heart as a cutie mark on her flank. So that's his friend. His theme song is the Broly theme.
From
the old Broly OVAs. The theme of Dark Jeff is the skyscraper theme from Tekken.
It's Kazuya, right? Kazuya and Tekken?
Yeah, I think so.
This guy, he does remind me a little bit of Kazuya. He's like a crock pot of delicious treat.
Is he Brolic, though?
Edgy 15-year-old treats. Ooh, he's Brolic enough for me.
Okay. He's not like super ripped, but he's got like an athletic bod. Here's something I'm confused about. Categories: neutral, cougars. He's a hedgehog and he's not like a middle-aged woman, so I'm very confused.
What?
He's a cougar, just like Elizabeth Warren.
He does have cat-eyed slits. Maybe he's part cougar?
Maybe. Maybe he's maybe he had sex with Elizabeth Warren, just like the Marine. Did you? How much of that Marine thing did you hear?
Oh, I didn't hear any of this.
Do you not see that shit?
Well, no, I'm just a simple robot. I support Warren. I think she's a killer candidate.
She's got a plan.
This is not normal.
Yeah.
I'm more a Harris head.
Oh, you're Kamala head?
Yeah.
Well, you love locking people up for weed, right?
Yes, famously. The thought of somebody eating one of my pizza shits while high disgusts me.
Oh, boy. Okay, Russ, I've got a good idea. What if I blow some weed smoke in his face?
Alan, that's insane. Where do you even have weed stuff right now?
I always keep a joint tucked behind my ear like a pencil.
Alan, I'm not going to lie to you. I think that is just a pencil.
Luckily, it's a hemp pencil. Do you have a lighter?
Have that? No, but I do have this piece of flint, and my dick is a scale model of an Eva.
Wait a second. Russ, do something piss Pepper off real quick.
Hey, Pepper, Medicare for all.
It just isn't going to work. It just isn't going to work in this economy. America's just too big.
Zap us then, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I sparked up the pencil on the side of the cage when it got electrified. Let me take a huff out of the eraser on this. Hey, Pepper, get a load of this.
Oh, God, fuck off. Oh, I'm straight edge. Oh, no.
Pepper fell down. Pepper immediately fell down onto a couch and is stuck there.
Am I gonna be like this forever?
It's gonna be like this forever, Pepper.
Oh, my dad's gonna come in and see what's happening to me.
We all know you're high. The omelet man upstairs knows you're high.
Oh no, I'm gonna be this way forever.
Okay, Russ, we're good. Russ, we're good.
You'll never get the key from me. Oh, this key feels so smooth in my hands.
Hey, have you tried throwing keys up in the air? It's fun.
No way.
Pepper, the key is a snake. Oh God. Oh, Alan.
Yes, we got the key.
Alan.
Yes.
There's one problem though. It's too far away, and the only thing that'll reach it is my Eva dick.
I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
But if I do that, it'll fall off, and I'll be dickless.
How many times have you swapped your dick out? You can replace it with the Russ. You can replace it with the key.
I can't. I'm not gonna use the key. I don't know where that thing's been.
You don't know where the Eva thing's been either. Well, Russ, I've got great news. Look what I just found. It's a printable Guiji mask.
That could work great as my dick.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go home and print that off later. Okay.
Everybody, please get the printable Guiji mask from Nintendo. Kids, ask your grown-up for help to cup it out.
No, you fucks. No, you can't escape.
Pepper, Pepper, you're being really loud right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be more quiet.
The cops are going to hear you.
Oh, no. They're going to hear me.
Okay, Russ, let's just finish the podcast already.
Okay. Okay. Ella, I got the key. I'm going to unlock your neck.
Okay, good.
You already had a collar underneath this collar?
Yeah, this is my business collar, though.
Oh, you son of a... God damn it. Okay.
Now
let's get the... Okay, I'm going to unlock my own neck. Okay.
Russ, how long were you in that collar? You've got like a lot of like dirt and dead skin around your neck.
Oh, that's from me wearing a choker for 90s dance night.
Oh, okay. You. That's why your face was blue this whole time?
What is it? Ida gotta do die. Gotta die. What is that? What does he say again?
Not Ina gotta da vida. No, not that.
What was Eiffel 65 singing about? Daba di bobby.
Daba di daba die.
Daba di daba die.
Yeah, daba di daba die. Pepper is really fucking loving us doing this Eiffel 65.
God, I love that shit. I'm gonna turn some Prozac music on right now.
Hold on, let me get Prozac, the Canadian band. here. Oh, you know what? I bet Pepper would really love that www.nevergetoveryou. Here, take my AirPods, Pepper.
Oh man, you just plugged them into my flesh sack.
Yeah, you can keep them. They're coming out with new ones anyway.
Whoa, holy shit.
Pepper is fucking jamming to these cartoon Canadian bands.
Did you know that Prozac put out an album in 2017?
They did?
Yeah.
Fuck. We gotta go listen to that with Autobite. Fuck.
One of the songs is about Tinder. Holy shit.
Fuck, yes. These guys are... Of course these guys are still single. Fuck yes.
Yes, they're cartoon characters.
They are cartoon characters.
Looking for a Jessica Rabbit.
One of them is a himbo without any eyes. And the other one is a... is like a character that somebody on Yahoo Answers would make as an avatar. Yeah. Little emo boy.
Like it looks like a shitty, like a third tier YouTuber's animated avatar.
It looks like if the Precious Moments dolls had an emo cartoon. It looks like if Polly Pocket had a boyfriend.
Hell yeah.
It looks like if the Bratz had a younger brother.
The Bratz had a younger brother and they didn't like him and he became an IT guy.
Yes. Fuck, we shouldn't be so mean to Milo and whatever the other guy's name is.
Hey guys, you're harshing my vibes.
Okay, yeah, let's get out of here. Let's just take this mic and walk upstairs to the omelet.
Okay.
Oh. We got any fan questions while we're out of here?
Oh, yeah.
I got one. DanMan3791, Dan H, asks, which Sonic character is winning a King of the Ring tournament?
Oh, that's a WWE thing. Big the Cat, because Vince only pushes big guys. He doesn't care about fast guys.
You know, that is true. Big the Cat is the Brock Lesnar of Sonic.
You know, Paul Heyman's is Froggy.
Polly.
Yeah, that's true.
Polly. Oh, I gotta find Polly.
Fuck. Just look at the striation on Big the Cat, though. Oh, boy. If Vince is booking it, then yes, it's Big the Cat.
Of course.
If this is real fight in the ring, then probably Knuckles. Think about it.
You think about it for a minute. They wouldn't allow that though.
Do you think they'd make Sonic win?
They put Sonic and Knuckles on 205. You know they would.
Probably. What about E-102 Gamma? He has a gun built into him.
That's true. That is true.
Because they wouldn't let Shadow take a gun in the ring, but...
Yes.
But he has a gun built into him.
Oh my god.
Breaking news. Twitter at Jack says he'd be very sad and depressed if he was on his deathbed and all of Twitter was just people dunking. Well, that's gonna happen.
Well, if that's true, just turn Twitter... Okay, hear me out. Make a Twitter... Buy a basketball team called the Twitters. Start a basketball team called the Twitters, and then when they start dunking, then you could be proud of it.
Maybe.
Maybe?
I think maybe it would be like if he was like good at his job and made a good website.
Yeah, if he didn't have the worst website on the internet.
This is a Twitter news event. Jack says he loves podcasts and his favorite is On Being. Very cool.
On Bean?
On Bean, my Mr. Bean podcast.
Huh?
Yeah, my Mr. Bean podcast.
You just watch every episode of Mr. Bean 1 minute at a time and talk an hour and a half about it.
Yeah, the Bean Minute. This is my Bean Minute.
Flick at the Bean Minute.
Oh, yes. Okay. I wasn't going to make the clit joke, but fine.
If you weren't going to, I was going to.
Yeah, that's true. We can't talk about beans without one of us talking about clits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, now that we've escaped Pepper's awful torture cell and we've got back up here to the top of the double tree where the omelet man is, you got any plugs? Let's just wrap this up.
Okay. I was on my friend's podcast recently, so I should plug his podcast. You should all listen to the Hosey Hustle. We talked about we talked about product pitches. We talked about an app that when you're listening to music and you die in a car crash, it would play a cooler song.
That's good.
And we talked about signing artists to create exclusive songs just for this service.
And so
you could hear exclusive track. Like somebody be like, yo, this person's so fucking cool that they had an exclusive POD track.
POD is the coolest thing they could muster, though.
That's all we could afford at the time. But we're looking on signing better, bigger and better talent soon.
Oh, man. Well, I'll sign up for it if it has something better than POD.
Because
the only POD I care about is the cast, baby.
Oh, Alan.
Yeah, speaking of which, listen to our spinoff podcast, Shootcast, Jabroni Delivery. We do a wrestling RPG with our friends, and it is very fun. And also, AEW has been just stealing our ideas and making them real things that real wrestlers do with their bodies.
Exactly.
If you want to listen to a podcast where somebody describes skating into a ring and smacking somebody with a skateboard, then do it. So it's good. It's very good. Follow us on Twitter at HogcastSD. I'm at FinDomerl. Russ is at PissGoblin, as always. Rate and review this and the Shootcast on iTunes.
Yeah. And share it with a friend. Hey, just share it with one friend.
Just one. You have to have at least one friend, right?
Not everybody's like me. You have to have at least one friend.
Yeah. Russ just has business partners and acquaintances and enemies.
And mostly enemies at this point.
Mostly enemies and enemies.
I need to stop stealing. I need to stop stealing.
You're not even stealing like from stores. You're stealing from people, and they hate you.
You think that they would? If you steal from the rich
or from stores, it's good.
Yeah, doors are stores.
Russ, I've got a great idea for what your next dick should be. It should be one of the tiny cars that the rats drive around in.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get one of these fucking omelets.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Okay, until next time.
I was gonna ask. Hello, sir. Can I have a ham and cheese and bacon and maybe some spinach and a mushroom? Yeah, sure. Just avoid the marlin in my butt.
Live and learn.
Live and